Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in. This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 86. What are your biggest fears? So we're keeping on with the Halloween theme. It's the last one. I know it's the Friday. It's nearly a week after Halloween took place. But you know what? That's the way I recorded these. That's what I'm going with. And it doesn't matter when you listen. It doesn't have to be Halloween to listen to it. But what are your biggest fears? Halloween being a time of ghouls and monsters. Did you listen to the podcast during the week? Which I released last Wednesday about they're creepy and they're crawly. That's what it was called. And, well, it was actually all about dealing with toxic people, but don't tell anyone that hasn't listened to it. Make sure you listen to it. So this one is, what are your biggest fears? Well, what are your biggest fears? Obviously, we're all fearful of dying and all the horrible ways that you could die. Absolutely. Are they your biggest fears? Is it spiders? Is it ghosts? Is it being scared? Well, I'll tell you one of my biggest fears. I'll let you know one of my biggest fears, and I'll confide in you. One of my biggest fears is not living my fullest life. That's probably my biggest fear. Not actually maximizing my life and doing as much as I can in the time that I'm allotted. That for me is a fairly strong fear. Now, I am happy to have that fear. Here's the strange thing. It's a fear that I embrace because it's a fear that drives me forward. It helps me. It's a goal-achieving fear because I don't want to be sitting in my mind. The image is on my mind. I mentioned it in the last podcast. Someone, could you imagine, on your deathbed, with, if you're lucky, with family around you at a ripe old age, and the thoughts in your mind, whether there's people around you or you're unlucky enough to have no one around you, or you're lucky enough to have people around you, but the thoughts in your mind are, I would have, I could have, I should have, I could have been more aggressive, I should have done more, I should have put myself out there more, I should have attempted things, I should have had more confidence, I should have had more self-belief, I could have lived a fuller life, I could have done more in my life, I missed out on so much, I didn't do so much. That for me, that's my ultimate nightmare. That's probably my biggest fear. Please don't tell anybody my biggest fear. I'm confiding in you. But it's not all the other things. It's not, you know, all the other horrible things. Even though I'm not mad about claustrophobia, and I'm not mad about needles, and I'm not mad about all these things, flying sometimes, depending on my frame of mind, all of these things are fine. It's that fear. It's that fear of living an unfulfilled life, not living the fullest life. And as I said, I probably have manufactured that fear a little bit, because that FOMO, that fear of missing out, is enough to get me out of bed every day. It's enough to get me positive, to get me going forward, to put one foot in front of the other, to make sure I assess my goals, to have a regular review coming up to the end of the year, have a review of your goals, have a review of your decade, as I talked about in a podcast recently. Check that one out. Being self-aware, doing self-assessments, trying to be the best person that you can, trying to have a life of abundance. Now, what is abundance? Obviously, financial is the first thing that probably comes to people's mind. Yeah, financial security, absolutely, financial independence, so that you're not a burden on, you know, the state or everybody around you. So a life of abundance, but I'm not just talking about financial. I'm not just talking about material possessions, although they're nice as well. I won't reject all of those. But life of abundance, of life experiences, of love, of a lot of people in your life, meaningful people, of abundance, you putting out an abundance into the world, you putting out an abundance of love, an abundance of of podcasts and blogs and vlogs and written material and whatever else. A life of abundance. Not living a life of abundance for me is definitely a fear. Now, the only problem is with having that fear is you're kind of always falling short. So technically, it's always driving you forward, because no matter how much you do, you still feel that you're not doing enough. So you have to manage that side of it. If you're a goal-oriented person who fears normality or fears underachieving. So if you're an overachiever that fears underachieving, you're going to have to manage your emotions, because you will absolutely burn out. You will absolutely fuel your stress, fuel your anxiety in the quest for perfection and the quest for overachieving. So you have to know that, and you have to manage that as best you can. So for this, for the sake of this podcast, that's a fear that I have that is used in a positive way, as long as I don't let it become negative. What are your fears? I would love to hear what your fears are. Are you afraid of the spiders? Are you afraid of Halloween? Are you afraid of the same things as me? Afraid of totally different things to me? Let me know. I would love to hear your viewpoints. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.